Previously on That's Our Show.
We started our classic sitcom bracket.
We took a list of 30, well, we narrowed down a very long list into a 32-show list.
Yes, yes. We classified those by decade, but then we randomized the matchups to start out our bracket.
And we ran our first round of the bracket. Here is the results in the left, or I guess west.
Yes, whichever you prefer, however you prefer to picture this bracket.
Yes, Barney Miller defeated Home Improvement.
Seinfeld defeated Frasier.
All in the Family defeated Mary Tyler Moore.
Welcome Back, Kotter defeated Dennis the Menace.
MASH over the Golden Girls.
I Love Lucy over Brady Bunch.
Family Ties defeated The Odd Couple.
And Bewitched defeated Taxi.
And in the east or right or whatever bracket, Gilligan's Island swam ahead of the Munsters.
It was Leave It to Beaver over The Andy Griffith Show.
Dick Van Dyke Show tripped over Hogan's Heroes, but won anyway.
Cheers had it all over WKRP in Cincinnati.
Friends over Night Court.
Sanford and Son defeated The Bob Newhart Show.
The Honeymooners bang zoomed Married with Children to the Moon.
And it was Happy Days over The Jeffersons.
So that's our recap.
And that's our show.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously, as we said, we're continuing our classic sitcom bracket from last month's full episode, not to be confused with the minisode in the interim from 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Today, we will have a champion.
Yes.
We'll find out who it is.
And it's not necessarily going to be the best sitcom of all time. We're not doing that. We're just considering the most classic, the archetype, sort of.
And what are we calling classic again?
A quick recap of what we're calling classic. It has cultural impact, so widely known, referenced, quoted beyond its original run, enduring rewatchability, still plays well now, craft excellence, like, you know, that's more of a quality metric.
It's got to be a good show, in other
words. Yeah, yeah. Influence, like if it changed the medium or defined what a sitcom could be. And longevity and reach, which is one of the reasons we cut it off at the 20th century, because anything that's like 10 or less years ago, well, actually, I guess at this point, 25 or less years ago, isn't going to have as much longevity, or it's harder to judge longevity, I guess.
Yeah, it might be a little too soon to tell.
Yeah. So we have our round of 16, and just to briefly recap, because we told you who the winners were, but here they are, just the winners and the matchups. We have Barney Miller versus Seinfeld.
We have All in the Family versus Welcome Back, Kotter.
MASH up against I Love Lucy.
And Family Ties facing off against Bewitched.
And in the east bracket, we have Gilligan's Island up against Leave It to Beaver.
Dick Van Dyke taking on Cheers.
Friends against Sanford and Son.
And the Honeymooners facing off against Happy Days.
And one of those 16 shows will be named the most classic sitcom of all time.
By us.
By us. Because we're so qualified to
yes.
judge this.
All right, so we got our Sweet 16, and we are heading into the quarterfinals.
Yes. Up first, it's Barney Miller against Seinfeld.
Hoo boy.
Yeah, that's a tough one, because Seinfeld was so hugely popular in its time.
It was a phenomenon.
More so than Barney Miller.
Yeah. Barney Miller was a bit more both were kind of groundbreaking in their own ways. Barney Miller was groundbreaking in the fact that it looked at a police-centered show and kind of made it focus more on the mundane kinds of criminal activity. But it was actually lauded by the fact that, you know, real police detectives appreciated it because it felt more true to them.
Yeah, I think it was really something taking the workplace. I mean, it's not really like the original workplace sitcom.
No,
I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
But like, it's kind of hard for me to think of workplace sitcoms before it.
It was probably.
Because look at the rest of our list. I don't think, does anything else take place in the workplace? Sanford and Son.
Partially. But I think Barney Miller maybe is focused more how do I want to phrase this? Barney Miller was more exclusively focused, I would say, on the
yes.
professional interactions with not as much of the personal lives. Well, there's a little bit of that here and there with certain characters and their personal beliefs and whatnot were explored.
And also during the run of the show, the cast kind of changed so that the show kept its meaning and its rhythm by kind of having, you know, the front desk was the lead character in that.
I don't know if I entirely agree with that. I think there was still at least enough cast continuity. Yes, the cast did rotate a little bit over time, but I think most of the characters on there were there for a decent while.
Yeah, I mean the core cast, sure.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, I mean, that's the original show about nothing.
I think that's a little bit of a misnomer, too, because from some of my readings, yes, I mean, there was that whole season 4 plot that was kind of making the show meta by having Jerry and George pitch a show about nothing.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that was the original idea behind the real show. I think it was supposed to be more focused around how does a stand-up comedian get their ideas.
I think allegedly. That might have been, kind of the initial premise. But then they're getting into, like, episodes like the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Where they're literally the whole thing is just filmed with them waiting for a table at a Chinese restaurant, which is kind of nothing.
Right.
So they didn't have, like, it wasn't very plot driven, I guess.
No, it sort of based its ideas and drive around the mundane in life.
Yes. It's kind of hard for me to choose between those two, because I do feel that Barney Miller is kind of a quintessential workplace sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
But Seinfeld is so well regarded and so well known. I mentioned this last episode. I was a fan of it at the beginning, but once they got into the whole meta thing, which I guess, as you said, was season 4, when Jerry and George in the show are pitching, what did they even call the show within
Jerry?
The show? Jerry.
It's called Jerry.
Instead of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But once they got that going, my fandom kind of fell away and it wasn't as entertaining to me anymore. And it just became, to me, it felt like it was just a catchphrase generator.
Mm.
Like we're going to come up with something that everybody's going to be repeating at the water cooler for a week.
Admittedly, I only really started watching it after that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really following it before that. I kind of came into it with all that kind of being established.
Well, we're in a round of 16. We can't spend too much more on this. What are you thinking?
I'm going to make my pick not probably going against my personal preferences.
Yeah, I think it's going to come up a lot because I think I'm with you exactly on this, which is moving Seinfeld forward.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Although, given the choice of the two to watch, I would probably almost certainly pick Barney Miller over Seinfeld.
Agreed. All right, next matchup, All in the Family versus Welcome Back, Kotter. This one to me is easier. As enamored as I am of Welcome Back, Kotter, it's more memories of my youth than, this is so classic, I want to view it again.
Yeah.
I don't really have much desire to rewatch Welcome Back, Kotter.
Okay. And I didn't really watch very much of it to begin with.
And while I don't have a huge desire to rewatch All in the Family either, it was more meaningful. It was more iconic.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's move that one forward.
This is definitely next up is definitely a harder matchup by far, and that's MASH against I Love Lucy.
I mean, both of them were probably considered the pinnacle of sitcoms in their respective decades.
Yeah, vastly popular, immensely popular shows. MASH finale is still one of the most watched pieces of television of all time.
I don't know that I've actually seen it all, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty sure I watched it when it aired.
I didn't. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. That said, I Love Lucy is the original multi-camera sitcom.
Yeah, I just feel like that was just such a pioneer of the format.
It's the first one that wasn't, you know, live to air and invented, as you pointed out last time, the rerun.
Right. Out of necessity for Lucy going on maternity leave.
And it is so classic and so iconic.
Yeah.
And if I want to watch an episode of an old sitcom, I'm going to pick I Love Lucy over MASH.
I'm going to go with you on that.
Yeah. Moving forward, I Love Lucy. Final matchup in the West. Family Ties against Bewitched. I already know where your vote's going.
Well, no, actually, despite my comments from the last time, I think I would go with Bewitched between the two, because if I'm thinking of a classic sitcom, I will almost certainly think of Bewitched well before Family Ties.
Yeah, and again, not that this is necessarily a point of judgment, but if I had to watch something right now, I'd watch an old episode of Bewitched over an old episode of Family Ties.
Well, you're not going to really see new episodes of either, I don't think.
Well, of course, but... Family Ties was good during the run, but it's not as rewatchable.
Okay. I admittedly haven't tried to. I probably haven't really seen it since shortly after it went off the air.
There was a time, I don't know, maybe 20 or more years ago at this point, that I rewatched the entire run of Bewitched. But I have never, I mean, I'm sure I've seen Family Ties reruns, but I haven't, like, I can't, like, get back into that show.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
All right.
Yeah, Bewitched. We'll go with that. All right. Now that we've done the west or left side of the bracket, maybe this is a good time to take a break, and then we can pick it up with the right or east side.
I'm Elizabeth Montgomery, and I'm happy to invite you to join us for our fifth season on Bewitched. There'll be the usual, or should I say the unusual, fun and family. There's Mother, of course.
Just once, I wish she'd leave a room in the normal way.
And there's Cousin Serena. She's pretty far out. Sometimes I wish she'd stay there.
What's up?
You are, and if you really want to be helpful, you'll get down here.
The guru is a groove.
And there's darling Uncle Arthur.
Uncle Arthur, what are you doing in there?
I'm a stowaway.
Be sure and join us. It's more fun than ever. Bewitched in color on ABC.
Bewitched. Bewitched.
Welcome back. So the eastern or right half of the round of 16, our first matchup is Gilligan's Island against Leave It to Beaver. Wow.
For me, well, yeah, I mean, these are both classic, I think, in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gilligan's Island is probably mainly classic just for its premise.
Yes. And the theme song.
And its characters. And the theme song. Yes, absolutely.
Which pretty much summarized the entire premise every episode.
Right. Well, it made it nice because you could jump into any episode, even if you've never seen the show before, and be instantly brought up to speed as far as what's going on.
Yeah, you'd just sit right back and you'd hear a tale.
Yeah. That said, I think there are a lot of memorable elements of Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, and I do think it's a bit more of a classic sitcom. Gilligan's Island was an enjoyable show in its time. It was a bit groundbreaking, believe it or not, because nobody thought it would work.
Okay.
And I think, Sherwood Schwartz?
Yes, yeah.
Had to, like, shop it around to a lot of places because nobody thought it would work. And it was the same thing for Brady Bunch. Nobody really believed in Sherwood, but he did a lot. But anyway, Leave It to Beaver, I think, it introduces the idealized suburbia
mm-hmm.
to the nation in a sitcom format. And the Wally and the Beav dynamic, I think, became a template for years.
Well, yeah, and I think a key part of what made the show successful was how it produced the formula of kids trying to understand the adult world.
Yeah, agreed.
And not always being successful.
I've already typed it in, so we're moving on. Because
so we're
this one,
we're picking
Leave
Beaver,
It to
right?
Beaver.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. This one is a lot more difficult, and I really wish these hadn't matched up so early. But we have the Dick Van Dyke Show matched up with Cheers.
Yeah.
Both so classic. So classic. I don't know how to pick one of them over the other.
It's a little tough for me just because it's been a very long time since I've really seen any of Dick Van Dyke. Cheers is much fresher in my mind because I've been watching it, rewatching it.
I mean, I am also in the process of rewatching it for like the third time, but I have rewatched the Dick Van Dyke Show. I think that was either right before or right after I rewatched Bewitched.
Okay.
And it is, I mean, it's an interesting sitcom template. Cheers is the original, I feel, the original third location sitcom, not workplace, not home.
Right, but because it's sort of neutral territory, it pulled in different elements of both, since those are the kinds of things that might come up in conversation at a bar.
Sure. And Dick Van Dyke was unique at the time in that it was split. Mm-hmm. It was part workplace, part home.
Well, what about, like, I Love Lucy? I mean, some of the stories with that revolved around, you know, Ricky's performing job.
Kind of.
And Lucy trying to break into it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of that, but it was never like, okay, here's how Ricky is associating with his other bandmates. Like, that kind of thing. Whereas Dick Van Dyke was, okay, we have Dick at home with his wife and eventually his kid and friends. And then we have Dick at work with his coworkers and that whole thing.
So, like, the dual life aspect, kind of.
Yes, and it was showing both sides of that.
Okay.
And I honestly, I'm sure there have been one. Yeah, there's definitely been ones that have done that since then.
Oh, yeah.
Home Improvement just popped into my mind. But
right, we covered that last time. But yeah, there's been plenty of others.
Yeah, but I think Dick Van Dyke was the first to do that split, and Cheers might have been the first to do the third location.
Hmm, interesting.
So both classic in that sense.
Yeah.
Both are infinitely rewatchable.
This is going to be tough for me to judge, just because I'm much less familiar with one over the other.
Mm-hmm. Here's where I'm going to give a slight edge to the Dick Van Dyke Show. If you go back and watch it, there is not a lot that doesn't hold up that really goes, oh, this was just made so long ago, other than the fact that it's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to Cheers, yeah, there were some groundbreaking episodes, but there were a lot of, like, stereotypes represented, a lot of, like, ooh, that's, like, cringe from the 80s moments.
Okay.
Whereas Dick Van Dyke is more timeless.
Okay.
I think I would move Dick Van Dyke forward.
No argument from me.
All right. That is a toughie, though, because I think, personally, I'd put Cheers at the top of my list.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least near the top of my list. Maybe right below Dick Van Dyke. Okay, yeah, our next
like you
matchup.
Said, it is unfortunate that they met up so early, but that's the way these brackets go sometimes.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Mm-hmm. That's the way the beer spills. Moving on, we have the, what was this, 90s juggernaut, Friends, against Sanford and Son. Interesting matchup.
And now both the theme songs are getting in my head.
Yes, they were both definitely really good theme songs. So we can't use that.
No. That's a draw.
Yeah. I like Sanford and Son was a really good show. It was definitely iconic. It had a lot of memorable catchphrases and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
As did Friends. Sanford and Son is our only all black cast remaining on here that made it to the round of 16, but I don't know that in and of itself, that makes it more groundbreaking than Friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was coming in the era of, say, that and the Jeffersons and Good Times, which we talked about a bit in last episode.
We talked about last month, sure. Friends.
How long was Sanford and Son on? I don't happen to know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We can look it up.
Sanford and Son also was an adaptation.
Right, it was a
British
show.
Which I didn't realize. It was a British show called Steptoe and Son, but that's just the same basic premise they have there, and I think Red Fox kind of steered Sanford and Son more.
Yeah, it's more character-driven, and it was kind of built around his comic persona. Mm-hmm. It was on for 6 seasons, surprisingly.
Okay. Friends was on for what, 10?
10, yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't necessarily make it more classic.
No.
It's also, like, particularly lately, it's getting some negative feedback because the characters are just generally not good people.
Well,
same as Seinfeld. Yeah, sure. It was hugely popular. I don't know how rewatchable it is. I started rewatching it years ago, not long after it concluded.
Mm-hmm.
But would I rewatch it now?
I think I tried recently, and yeah, I don't know if it stuck with me as much. I mean, I remember watching reruns of it closer to when it was originally on, and it was a bit more memorable to me at the time. And I guess I enjoyed it at the time it was on, although I definitely feel like it went on too long.
It did, for sure. And it got, I don't know. It's very iconic in the 90s, but which is the more, like, if you're thinking classic sitcom, do you think Friends with classic sitcom? I kind of think modern with Friends. even though it's, you know, 30 years old at this point.
It's still 20th century, so.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that quite holds up. I would still put it in the running, and I would probably think of it before Sanford and Son, to be, I'm being totally honest.
Yeah. Are we saying Friends moves on?
Somewhat reluctantly, I think so.
Okay. Which brings us to the final round of 16 matchup, the Honeymooners versus Happy Days. So different.
Yeah,
so,
one was, so different. One was very pioneering in the format, but the other was kind of a pop culture, as I understand it, a pop culture juggernaut.
Oh, incredibly. I mean, like, I dressed up as Fonzie for Halloween.
Well, that says it all right there.
I there's old pictures of me with a Fonzie for President t-shirt. It spawned multiple spinoffs.
Oh, yes.
Laverne and Shirley.
Mork and Mindy. Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah. It was, I'm not saying the Honeymooners like wasn't big and popular at the time, but Happy Days was a juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was huge. I mean, you're probably a little too young to remember it on the air. Maybe in its latter years.
Yeah.
After it jumped the shark.
Well,
that's
after.
Where that term comes from.
Yep. Yep.
But I can remember when it was on the air, and like my teachers would get together to bribe me with that, like, oh, you can't watch Happy Days unless you finish your homework kind of thing. Like, that was a huge
appointment television.
It was appointment television for
like
me
Friends
as a kid. Yeah, Friends kind of was too. Mm-hmm. And there's just no such thing anymore. It's another reason we can't really do modern sitcoms, because TV, the landscape of television has changed so much. But just, I don't know, based on my personal experience with it, I would move Happy Days forward before the Honeymooners.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that, just because if I'm readily thinking between the two of things, I would say stuff from Happy Days comes to mind more readily than Honeymooners.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll go with it.
Stay tuned for more Happy Days if, you know, it's good for you.
They started it on Happy Days, and it became a trend. You can say it to your brother.
Sit on it, Richie.
Or to your brother's friend.
Sit on it, Mouth.
When your mother's really angry, she can say it to your pop.
Sit on it, Howard.
You can stand up to the law and say it to a nasty cop.
Sit on it, Kirk.
Saying it in unison is always lots of fun.
Sit on it, Marvin.
A loving father sometimes even sends it to his son.
Richard,
yeah?
Go to the field and sit on it.
You'll feel good when you say it to a date who is a dope.
Sit on it, Spike.
Indirectly say it to comedian Bob Hope.
Bob Hope can sit on it.
It would always be appropriate to say to someone smelly, but never, never say it to Arthur.
Sit on it, Fonzie.
Hey! Welcome back, and we are in our quarterfinals now, and let's start it off.
Who we still have left in the West?
So our first matchup in the quarterfinals in the West is Seinfeld versus All in the Family.
All right, well.
That's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think we're going to push All in the Family on that one, yeah.
Sorry to all you Seinfeld lovers out there.
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with All the Family bleeding out Seinfeld? Okay, this one's slightly tougher, but not too much, and that's I Love Lucy up against Bewitched.
Well, I know what I'm going to pick on that one.
I think I actually do as well. I'm a fan of Bewitched, a big fan.
We know.
But I Love Lucy, I think, is the clear winner there.
Absolutely.
All right.
That was easy.
West was easy. How about the East? Okay. In the East, we start off with Leave It to Beaver versus The Dick Van Dyke Show. Mm,
interesting. These are both kind of contemporary to each other.
Yes. To me, it's easy.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going.
Are you going to the same place?
Again, it's tough for me to say just because my level of familiarity with Dick Van Dyke is not very good right now.
Oh, it should be. You should go back and watch that show again. It's brilliant.
I'll have to find it somewhere, wherever
it's gotta,
it is.
It's got to be out streaming somewhere.
I guess.
Pick it up. Well, there's actually, it's like 4 episodes, I think. There's a few episodes in the public domain.
Oh, really?
Because they accidentally let them slide through. I've thought about like making a one act out of one of them. But anyway, I digress.
Right. Well.
But so we're moving on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Fine with me.
Okay. And finally, in the East, we have Friends versus Happy Days.
About other kinds of friends. or other friends.
Yeah, I guess. That was a weird one. Happy Days. When you think about it, like, it was mostly home-based, I guess, but you also had Arnold's.
Yeah. I mean, they had the Hangout.
Al's,
well, there's your Hangout show.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time there.
Friends was the ultimate Hangout show.
Yeah, well.
Happy Days wasn't focused.
It had a lot of different locations.
It had different locations, and it would, like, sometimes it was a family sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Fonzie kind of, like, took center stage in later years. Yeah.
It had such a big cast that it was a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, and I mean, Friends to some extent as well. They wouldn't always concentrate on the same friend.
Right, yeah, they kind of rotated around. Well, I mean, they kind of all had their own subplots in any given episode, but some took more precedence than others, I guess.
Here's, interestingly, I cannot remember how either one of those shows ended.
I don't know how Happy Days ended off the top of my head.
Did Ross and Rachel get married eventually?
Was that no, the but they did get back together.
Okay. Friends, like, I look back on Friends and think it's kind of annoying. Happy Days, like, before it jumped the shark, and if by some chance you're unaware of how that term originated,
there was
an episode of Happy Days where Fonzie got on water skis and literally jumped over a shark. And they said that was kind of the turning point of the show. And after that, it just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And hence the term
that became
jump the shark.
That became the slang term for any show that hits a similar point and starts to go downhill.
You know something? This might be weird, but for that reason alone, I think I would move forward Happy Days.
Okay.
Because that's classic.
In a way.
Yeah. I mean, not good classic, but it is classic.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. How about we do the semifinals and then take another break?
That'll leave the final.
Yes, it will.
We're down to the final four now.
We are at the final four in the Western left bracket. We have All in the Family versus I Love Lucy.
Ooh.
And in the East bracket, The Dick Van Dyke Show versus Happy Days.
Ooh.
Well, let's address the first one first, I guess. All in the Family and I Love Lucy. Both very classic, iconic sitcoms.
In their respective decades.
In their respective decades. Well, I mean, we're saying what's still, if it's classic and iconic. Iconic in its decade, classic now.
Okay.
However you want to put that. I think All in the Family pushed boundaries more.
Absolutely.
But I almost feel like that could be a strike against it.
It can, I think, turn people off.
Yeah.
If that's not what you're looking for in a sitcom.
Well, it also makes it more of its time.
That's true.
Whereas I Love Lucy is a somewhat more timeless.
I would agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like if you're talking about, if you go up to anybody and talk about name an episode or name a scene of I Love Lucy, like a lot of people are going to have sum up with something, whether it's
Vitamita Vegemin.
Thank you. Sorry, I've been sampling it. whether it's Vitamita Vegemin or...
It's so tasty, too. Tastes just like candy.
It's so tasty, too. Tastes like candy. Honest.
Or
The conveyor belt with the candy. Yeah, mm-hmm.
People are going to know that. If you say, name an episode of All in the Family, other than... The only thing that comes to my mind is Sammy Davis Jr. kissing Archie Bunker.
Okay.
But other than that, there's not a lot of iconic episodes of All in the Family, whereas there's a ton of iconic episodes of I Love Lucy.
There might be some iconic episodes of All in the Family, but some of them might not be as well remembered for comedic value, I guess.
Yeah. And I think it's more of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I feel as far as timelessness, I think I have to give it to I Love Lucy.
Yeah, agreed. So that's moving I Love Lucy to the final. And
it's kind of a balance between timelessness and timeliness.
Yes. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with a timely sitcom,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't feel like that's what we're looking at right now. We're looking at timelessness.
Okay. I Love Lucy.
Speaking of which, we're now looking at our other matchup that might, that might already answer that. And that's the Dick Van Dyke Show against Happy Days.
Yeah,
Happy Days. Clearly set in the 50s due to 70s nostalgia for the 50s.
Right, at the time, yeah. Incidentally, it kind of spawned from American Graffiti, the film that preceded it by a year.
Yeah,
that also had Ron Howard in it.
Yeah,
But not as Richie Cunningham.
No. To me, it's Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
All right.
There we have it. The finals.
Okay, so we'll be right back with that final after some commercial that I've downloaded off the internet.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Dick Van Dyke.
My birthday.
From all of us at MeTV.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, may you say the same on your 100th birthday, and may I be here to say thank you.
And watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, Sunday nights at 11, 10 Central.
On MeTV.
And we're back.
Wow.
And here we go.
This is it.
The finale for World's Class, no, not World's, I guess, for America's classicist, classic sitcom.
Okay.
We have, randomly from the West, I Love Lucy.
And from the East, Dick Van Dyke.
The Dick Van Dyke Show. And fight.
You need a boxing bell for that.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
I fix it in post.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, both centered on a single person.
Right.
Lucy and Dick.
But with a significant supporting cast.
Yes. Mary Tyler Moore, breaking ground.
Mm-hmm.
She wore pants.
Oh, my God.
Lucy never wore pants.
At
least not in I Love Lucy.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well, I think I know where you're headed.
I'm not sure I know where I'm headed.
Okay. All right.
It's really tough because these are both super iconic shows.
They are. I will admit, I feel like I think of one a little bit more iconically than the other.
Yeah. I happen to be like a really big fan of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
I didn't pick up on that at all.
Yeah. So that does make it a little tougher for me. I have gone back. I mean, I've rewatched most of I Love Lucy, but mm-hmm. I've rewatched Dick Van Dyke Show in its entirety,
mm-hmm.
beginning to end. And I think it holds up remarkably well. That's what shocks me and strikes me the most about the Dick Van Dyke Show is just how well it holds up. Because it's like old enough to be in black and white. It's old enough that Mary Tyler Moore wearing pants was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And yet most of the plot, most of the episodes could be set today and it wouldn't make that much difference.
Okay.
Lucy has some of that for sure. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Lucy's pretty timeless too, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, something that maybe, yeah, that's timeless, right? Something that transcends its particular time.
Correct. Yes.
I give it a little bit more points just because of how it pioneered the genre.
I do think, yeah. Oh, man. I don't want to do this too quick or too slow, but I am kind of leaning towards saying I Love Lucy because it's just, it is, like, I don't think there would be a Dick Van Dyke Show without I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, other way around, for sure. And if not for an I Love Lucy, we wouldn't have Star Trek.
That's right. Yeah. Interesting connection.
Well,
but
it
exists.
Got to connect everything back to Star Trek for us.
Of course. All right.
So we are, I guess, officially saying that the most classic sitcom of all time is I Love Lucy.
Who would have thunk it?
Maybe Lucy.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
So that is our classic sitcom bracket over the last two episodes.
Our
we hope
grand
you've enjoyed
champion.
That. Yes, our grand champion, I Love Lucy. And we'll be back in a month. Well, we'll be back in 2 weeks. But anyway, in the meantime, That's Our Show was brought to you by The Backstage Group.
Engineered by Jim Balsarek and edited by Glenn Reed.
You can, as always, find us online at show.backstage.link. Or you can send us an email. at show@backstage.link. And remember, that's .link, not .com or anything else that's more popular and expensive.
Please give us a rating wherever you listen to That's Our Show and spread the word by telling your friends to listen.
We will be back in 2 weeks with a semi-related minisode, we think.
A little competition.
Something like that. I don't know. I know it's 2 weeks. That's all I know, but I do know what this
is. It's 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But until then,
That's Our Show. But once they got that going, excuse me, what the hell? Once they got that going, my voice is still messed up. Once they got that show with, God damn it. Oh, great, now I've got the freaking hiccups. Oh, this is so, like, I don't really have much. And then usually I can mash against eye level.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. Multi- and invented, as you pointed out, last time, an old episode of Bewitched over an old episode of Family Ties. All right.
Yeah, Bewitched. We'll go with that.
About.
But.
Oh, God.
Nailed it.